For 89.7 WTMD, I'm Izzy Bavis. Last month, I did a story on the music scene in Carroll County, but now it's time to bring it home and see how things are going on in Baltimore. It makes sense to talk to someone who has been around a bit longer than me, so I went straight to the queen of the underground.
I had to make it out. It was there to be dead. Bad thoughts get locked, then your life become dread. You become a definition of what they want to stay.
Chaotic Couture is a musician, DJ, MC, writer, and producer here in Baltimore. From interning at 92Q, to hosting the Versions dance parties, to playing shows at the Kennedy Center, there's little Chaotic hasn't done in Baltimore since 2015.
I always loved Baltimore. Like growing up as a kid on the Eastern Shore, getting Baltimore radio stations, for whatever reason, to me, it felt like New York. In 2015, I literally just decided, I was like, I'm going to go to Baltimore. I'm going to give myself a year to do my music. And within the first weekend of me getting here, I was performing. And I guess I performed in the right place because it kind of just steeped me into the culture of Baltimore City. And it allowed me to plant my flag in the music scene and kind of like run. So I've been able to DJ, to MC, to do music. I've collaborated with a lot of great artists just coming here and taking a chance.
Chaotic wasn't the only one who took a chance. One of her first big gigs in Baltimore was because Dan Deacon took a chance on her.
In 2017, I will never forget, because being here in 2015, you knew the big names. So Future Island, Ed Schrader, Dan Deacon, those were like the big heavy hitters. And in 2016 or 2017, Dan Deacon asked me to perform at a Halloween party to open for Dan Deacon. That was like the pinnacle of my Baltimore experience. And I think that was the first time I was like, I may have arrived. I may be here. Authenticity is the biggest thing in Baltimore. And no matter what circuit you come from, I think people will always say, as long as they can appreciate and respect you as a person and you're talented, it just, people don't care about genre here. People don't really care about your status. They really just care about talent. So that is a plus of being able to come and plant your flag in Baltimore, because we have so many local radio stations, local opportunities for artists to really grow. Even Station North now, as it's coming back with the new Why Not Lot, with Carpet opening, there are so many more opportunities for creatives to make bigger steps than when I started. People being able to just work in like music licensing or just be on stages with big bands like Turnstile. All that comes from community and just authentically building relationships in Baltimore. And I think that is a thing that a lot of us may take for granted, is that in other cities, it is more of a resume city, where we're more of a talent and communal city. So seeing that is very, it's beautiful to see the scene continue to grow and grow in bigger ways than what was able when I was first starting.
Now, there are a lot of great bands and DJs to look out for in Baltimore.
Micah E. Wood, Plant Dead, Nightlife, Tromac, DJ Dalla, J Swan, ILYSM, Girly Pop. I think it would be easier for me to tell you DJs I don't like because that list doesn't exist.
Music lives on in Baltimore, even though for Chaotic, she's slowed down on making music.
As long as people are asking me to do things, I will never say no. So maybe just a little bit more behind the scenes, but the music will always be there for sure.
Looking ahead towards the end of the summer, Chaotic is interested in one festival in particular.
Zap Music Fest, the outdoor music festival, is coming up in September. It brings the electronic and punk scene together. So DJs, bands. I played last year. It was an amazing time. So as of right now, what's coming, I think that is the highlight.
The Baltimore music scene continues to grow. And as it changes, Chaotic remains the queen of the underground. I left our conversation inspired and excited about our music scene at home, and I can't wait to go to my next show. For 89.7 WTMD, I'm Izzy Bavis.